in the office chair.
Yo. What's popping?
I don't know what's popping. What are you doing?
What's cracking? What the fuck is over your eye?
What are you doing?
I got shout out to Lisa Left Eye Lopez, man. I just need
the whole retarded, man.
TLC thing today.
Is that a fucking compliment?
Is that her birthday or something?
Yes.
It is.
No, I just feel like doing it.
No? So you just what?
No, I just feel like doing it.
So we went live to put a condom on your eye? Like you surprised me.
Y'all ain't seen the video?
Hey, yo, I'm gonna be real. The group chat. Starting to make sense. You might need to stop smoking, bro. Something wrong with you, bro. For real.
Bro, I ain't smoked all day.
Don't.
If he doing this sober, he might need it. But I don't know what's going on. He gonna lie if I look up. It's a condom on his eye.
Something wrong.
You got six kids. That's why you got a condom on your eye right now. What are you doing?
Cause when I see him, they get pregnant. You feel me?
This man crazy. He got a perfectly unused condom with six kids. What message are you sending today?
It's only four. Let's throw that out there. It's only four. Don't put an extra two on me.
Still a lot.
Man, like they ain't coming, bro. You ain't even 40 yet. They ain't coming. You think two more ain't coming?
Two more ain't coming. Two more ain't coming.
Yeah. Let's start the show, man. You wilding over that, bro. You just spray that on your niggas like that, bro. Don't do that no more.
I can't pop the left eye on y'all, bro. Y'all
no, true. Nigga, you lucky I didn't interrupt the intro because I damn sure was about to. Like,
I was about to start yelling, like, yo, wait, stop the music, my nigga. What is this? What are you doing?
Y'all ain't seen the. Okay, go watch the video on Facebook and on Instagram. I posted it with the whole glasses with the condom thing on there too, bro. Like, it's on there.
I've been asleep for most of the day, so I didn't see it. But do you at least explain why you have it on your eye on that video? No, you just did it on the video. So you're telling us to watch the video Because you did it.
Why would I do? You know what, Gerard? Get the show started. Get the show started. That's enough. Get the show started, bro. That's it. Start the show.
It's literally okay. Yes, Tiffany, I'm left eye Gerard today. Yo. I took it off because they tripping. I'm gonna put it back on later though. So here we go. Y'all know what it is. Episode 67, the conversations at the shop. I appreciate everybody for tuning in. I appreciate all these fucking streaming numbers out of nowhere. The hard work is really starting to pay off. Malik, y'all, you and Corey, last time I checked, y'all had like 52 audio streams from Fight Night that I posted yesterday. So, you know, that's that ain't even a whole 24 hours. I see you, Miss Kim. It's a whole 24 hours, so I mean, it's good for us right now. We average like 15, like them just jumped up like 40 some streams. But let's go ahead and get our intros off, man. Go on, get talk your shit out.
Nah, you get your intro off first because you left out Gerard or some retarded shit. That shit, you know, that shit ruined my whole day, bro. Like.
Right, real quick. Right for y'all, real quick. I'm gonna put the bucket hat on too.
And you can't tell me why you got a condom on your eye, like, like that's the point. Like, I want to know why, so I could kind of like be okay with it in a way. And you don't have an explanation.
I don't have a reason. I woke up and I said I'm gonna do something special today. And
this is what special I for I real, like do. Special. Ed, nigga, what are you doing? Oh, no.
I'm here. Y'all know who it is. It's your boy, Left Eye Gerard. Shout out to Lisa Left Eye Lopez, man. Y'all know what it is, man. Mr. Daiquiri Man himself, you know, not on daiquiris. We shipping all across. Santa's Little Helper dropping tonight. New flavor. Yeah, that way. Go ahead.
Man, it's the original shit starter. Still sitting here wondering why this nigga got a fucking condom on his eye. It's Marcus. I'm confused, y'all. I'm confused just like y'all, man. I'm confused like y'all.
Man, y'all will be all right, man. Y'all will be all right. It's all for sure. I might start wearing a condom on my glasses from now on, though.
It's your boy Malik, man. I can't even get my intro.
What are we doing? What's the first topic, man? What's the first topic? It's kind of hard to do the intro today.
Nigga got a condom on his eye. Huh? Nigga, what are you doing?
There you go. I do this thing called whatever, bro. Like, it's whatever, bro. It's whatever, bro. It's literally whatever, bro. Like, oh, man.
Man, you killed me right there, bro. Shit.
So, let's dive in to topics today. First topic of the day, Kawhi and the Clippers. There is tape out of Jerry West and some other guy that he gave some money to persuade Kawhi to come to the Clippers.
Oh, they paid his uncle? Allegedly.
Yeah. Allegedly, bro. We're not gonna victimize anybody on this show here. We don't know. We just saying what is out there. What y'all think, bro? Y'all think this going on in NBA all the time?
I don't know. Probably. But if I'm Kawhi, wouldn't I negotiate a little more than 2.5 mil if I was going to come sign with y'all? Is 2.5 really enough money? Is that really something to just be like, oh, I got to come to LA because he gave me 2.5 mil? I don't really buy into all that. Really.
Did they give Kawhi?
I think he would have came to the Clippers regardless.
Did they give Kawhi 2.5? No, did they give him his man's 2.5?
I thought it was about that he got the 2.5. If he came to LA, then he would get an extra 2.5.
I'm quite sure that was for his mans, though. Like, his mans was like, hey, yo, like, they saying, you know, I get 2.5 if you go to the Clippers. I'm quite sure you could bring somebody with you, you know. Paul George, not too happy in OKC. Just a thought. But you do you, bro. You do you. You go where you want to go.
Go where you want to go. Did tell him you go where you want to go after telling him that? Nah, bro. Nah, don't do that. Hey, man, I get an extra 2.5, but yeah, you know, it's cool if you go somewhere else. Nah, I'm pretty sure that ain't how that went.
Okay.
No, well, if it is for if the 2.5 is for his mans, though, then shit. Yeah, he did it. He looked out for his man. So what? What's the problem? Big deal.
That's what I was about to say. Like, I think tampering happens in the NBA, but this shit, I don't know if every player got like a man's that they try to set up and be like, hey, yo, I'm only coming if you get my man's like 2.5. Now, that situation, just because I know Kawhi a weird nigga, so I could kind of see that happening with Kawhi. Like, yeah, you got to put my man's on too. But everybody else, no, I don't think they do it like that. Is tampering happening in the NBA? Fuck yeah. But that type of shit, I don't know about all that. It's like,
that's crazy. That is crazy, man. That's crazy. You get my man 2.5 and I'll pull up. Oh. That's like a LeBron move.
And a job.
Like, I'm really the only person I could see doing some shit like that. But I couldn't really see nobody else doing that. Anybody else be like, nah, do I get the 2.5? Cause I'll tell you, I'll come.
You finna sign a contract. What you mean? They gonna be paying you more than 2.5. Anyway.
You give me the contract and 2.5. Oh yeah, I'm pulling up. We gonna get the contract and 2.5.
Give me the 2.5 in cash. Give me the 2.5 in cash, untaxed. Like, whatever, put it in the bag.
I just need to see the 2.5. Like, put it, write it down.
Look, I walk into the facility without a bag and walk out with a bag. Like, you ain't come with no duffel bag. Where you get a duffel bag from?
Because I got two checks in my pocket. That's why. Two checks. Nah, I don't see the big deal, bro. Everybody, like Malik said, bro, everybody tamper, bro. You think, bro, that's the whole thing. Did y'all hear the news when Giannis was supposedly, when they went to the negotiating table, he pulled out his phone and showed him the text message that everybody tried to recruit him? It's just what happens in the league, bro.
Can we pause on that? What the fuck is Giannis on?
I like the energy, believe me. Look, if you want to, before you even get to talking, let me show you what Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, we got a group chat. We got a Golden State group chat. Let me show you what the niggas tell me. If I pull up at Golden State, bro, they gonna give me this, this, and this. Oh, let me also, let me go over here. Let me show you what me and Jimmy Butler been talking about over here in Miami. Let me show you that group chat. Then you know what happened? You get a 5-year, $228 million contract. That's what happened.
They was going to give him, here's my point, they was going to give him that anyway. So you just...
They was gonna give him 200 mil, but those test messages got him an extra 28 mil. I'm telling you,
bruh. He walked in the room. They're like, yeah, Giannis, you know, we thinking 5 years, 205. That sound doable to you?
205. What? Man, let me show you what Clay
He took his phone out of his pocket and did this.
I'm talking to Bob Evans right now. Look at the timestamp. I talked to him 10 minutes ago. You better talk to me nice.
That man took the phone and just slid it across the table and said, there you go.
Read on them, bro. Everything.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
how much you say?
That first name Steph, yeah, that's Steph Curry. That DJ, that's Draymond Green. Yeah, that's not Danny. That's Draymond.
You said 220. That's it. Hold on. Tap Jimmy Butler name real quick. There you go. Tap Jimmy Butler name real quick.
Man, come on, man. That's how you negotiate. That's how you negotiate, brother. Before we even get,
that's all I need to be.
Let me show you where my value is anywhere else. Just so you know, bro.
Let me show you who all.
That's now, cool. All that negotiation shit, cool. The nigga going to request a trade in 2 years, so it don't matter. Yo, I got my bread. Y'all niggas is just like James. Yo, I got my bread. Y'all niggas gave me everything I want. But look, it's Milwaukee. I'm out of here. Like, I'm sorry, bro.
My boy gonna take the whole joint and just dip. My boy gonna take the whole joint and just dip.
Corey, y'all sound looking crazy as fuck.
Corey look like he about to hit somebody's car. That wouldn't look like.
He looked like he just hit somebody.
He on the way out.
I'm out this motherfucker. Got the last little bit of Christmas shopping done. I'm good. All I got to do is pick up some shit when it's fucking ready. I'm good to go now.
For sure. We was just talking about Giannis and them, bro. And him pulling out the phone, showing everybody the text messages to get his money.
As he should.
That's what I said, Corey. That's what I said. I'm doing the same thing.
You better let it be known. I mean, he shouldn't have needed to do that. I don't think he needed to do that. Like,
right. That was my only point, Corey. I was like, I think he was going to get that bag anyway, so I don't really see why the nigga pulled out his phone and was like, yo, they're not shortchanging Giannis. Like, they need Giannis in Milwaukee, bro. Like, they were like, yo, I'm going to give you 200, and he was like, here. And then they gave him like, nah, we're going to give you 228. That's not what happened. I don't know what the fuck Giannis is on, bro.
It's Milwaukee. Y'all don't have a shot at no fucking body else. Like, if Giannis had been at the level of fucking Tyler Hero, and they would have given him the fucking money. Like, it's fucking Milwaukee. You're not getting nobody else. You better, like, so it wasn't necessary, but it's still, I mean, you Giannis. If Giannis feels like flex on it, I'm a 2-time MVP. Yeah, I'm already getting hit up. Go ahead, do your shit.
I know you report for the Lakers, you know, on the side, you know, I'm gonna speak that into existence. But what's up with the team in the basement, bro? They cheating to get Kawhi, bro? Like, what's up, bro?
They needed to. They should have. I don't. So what? I'm sorry.
That's
like,
exactly what I said. Like, it happened. Like, the it happens.
It's
all
a
the
year
time.
Late.
So what? Tampering, right? You gonna void the? You ain't about to void the fucking contract. Kawhi's still gonna be a Clipper. So who gives a fuck?
Yeah. Like, even if you do void the contract, then like they can't re-sign him.
They'd probably make something like that if they did. They're not going to. And, what they going to do? They're going to take away draft picks? They ain't got no fucking draft picks. They gave away all their draft picks. So, what the fuck is you about to do to them? Who cares? Did
they
it help?
Find,
did they win?
They find my man.
No. They lost. They could find. There is no amount of money they can find Steve fucking Ballmer that will make him blink twice. Like, Steve Ballmer could buy every fucking team in the league and still have money left over. There ain't no money, but we're going to find you $100,000. That's like flipping a quarter to him. Like, get the fuck?
Like, how you want it? You want it in pennies? You want it in dollars? You want it in hundreds? You want it in 20s? Matter of fact, I got it. Like, just sitting outside. Like, you can actually go outside in the backyard and pick a bag. It's $100,000 in it. Like
I pay that to the dude who mows half of my front lawn or some shit. Like, get the fuck. Fucking Steve Ballmer. Do motherfuckers not realize how rich Steve Ballmer is?
Stupid.
What the fuck? But yeah, we talking about that, bro. Like, we still in the NBA, bro. Ben Simmons for James Harden. Is it a good trade?
I
I don't know why. I'm not the biggest Ben Simmons fan, bro. So it's like,
I can't even. I guess. Nah, bro. No, it's not a good choice. But even to be real, okay. That's it. Okay. So we put you take James, right? You take James and you put him on Philly. You take it Dan with. So you basically got the same situation you got in Houston, if not worse. And then you got Ben Simmons over here. He still refuses to shoot. And you put him next to John Wall. I'm not really sure how that tandem is supposed to work, really. I'm not sure. I think they just need to just swallow their pride and just say, look, James, you got to stay because we can't find no good trade for your fat ass, bro. Nigga, dude, you can't get a good deal, bro. It's no good deal, really, for James Harden, bro. It is no good deal. It is no good trade when it comes to him, bro. No such thing.
I feel like if Houston didn't have John Wall, that'd probably be a good trade for him. I think that the negative is that how the fuck do you play Ben Simmons and John Wall together? Like, if it wasn't for that, like, let Ben Simmons have his own team, Ben Simmons would put up fucking numbers. I don't give a fuck that he can't shoot. Neither can Giannis. Ben would put up numbers because he did it when Embiid would get hurt. Anytime Embiid get hurt, look at Ben's numbers when Embiid goes out. Numbers fire.
That's the same way with Embiid, though. Whenever Ben was out, they go off. Like, the niggas can't never go off together.
But that's the point. Right. Like, why is it that he has to be by himself in order to put these numbers up? And at the end of the day, you're not going to win shit. And then, if you put him with somebody, he refuses to shoot, and he gets you 9 points, 8 rebounds, and 7 assists, and you say, oh, well. Like, come on, bro. Like, it's no good deal for him either. Like, he might as well just stay in Philly and ride, to be honest. If he's not going to shoot, and we can't, and the only reason why I won't compare him to Giannis is because, yeah, Giannis, at least he will shoot. It's not that he just decide, like, okay, I can't shoot, so I'm not going to shoot. He works on the shot and he shoots it. So it keeps the defense honest somehow. And he's still going to go to the basket. Ben can go to the basket on any point guard in the league and still refuses to. He got a post game that he can use on any point guard in the league and refuses to. He has a mid-range jumper that he could work on that he just refuses to fucking shoot. Like, bro, this nigga Ben Simmons is fucking Markelle Fultz almost, bro.
Oh shit. Jumper broke. Oh my god.
Jumper just broke and he just like confidence is just shot. He just like, bro,
I'm not gonna shoot because y'all want me to shoot. And that's how that's gonna go.
And it's not even a bit, you know how players like use stuff as motivation. He ain't even that. Like he know niggas is telling him that, bro, you ain't gonna shoot that shit. And he just come down and just say, fuck it, I'm still not gonna shoot this shit. I don't care. I'm still gonna give you 8 points, or maybe I might give you 27 tonight, but I got 8 for you tomorrow.
bro, Ben Simmons. I think the funniest thing I've seen was the game they played Giannis, bro. It was like 2 years ago, about 2 seasons ago. I think it was a Sunday game. Ben and Giannis were holding; they were guarding each other. Giannis sagged off in the paint. Ben came down and dunked on the nigga. Went right back down. Giannis got the ball at the top of the key. Ben sagged off in the paint. Giannis come down and yam on the nigga. Like, is this y'all gonna do this all game? Like, ain't nobody gonna shoot the wide open jump shot? Like, this is what y'all gonna do, bro.
Nope. But the difference is, at least Giannis is just gonna continue to keep dunking that motherfucker until you just decide to front up and do some shit about it. Ben, after a while, it just be like, I'm tired of dunking. I'm just not gonna do anything. Give me an assist, maybe. A couple assists.
Maybe. Giannis got a killer instinct that Ben don't got. Like, Giannis is like, nah, I'm trying to take your head off. He just ain't got the skills to do it. Like that's he ain't got that the next level skills yet, but he's trying to. Ben just be like, ah, fuck it, I guess.
Like, always, go through the motions, bro.
That I always look at that Kawhi game winner that bounced on the rim like four times. That game seven shit. Ben stopped chasing him. Embiid lumbered his big ass all the way to the fucking corner, trying to do everything possible to block that shot. And Ben kind of said, hey, he kind of screwed me fucking it. We'll see. And that shit always bothers the fuck out of me. Like, to no end, that always bothers the fuck out of me about Ben.
Plus, to be honest with you, I don't see Harden working out in Philly anyway. Like, I don't see the Doc Rivers, him dynamic working out after all this shit Doc just went through with the Clippers, with them telling him that he let them do whatever the fuck they wanted to. Now you got the report with James, them saying James, and they let James do whatever the fuck he wanted to do. That shit not going to work out in Philly, bro. Like,
and he's not going to change the type of player that he is, so he's going to pull up in Philly and still
not for
dribble,
Embiid,
dribble step back three. Dribble,
Embiid would be gone in 2 years max. Embiid would be gone in 2 years max, Harden go to Philly.
Yeah. They would clash day one.
Yep.
Embiid want to be in Miami anyway with Jimmy Butler.
Seems like Jimmy. Everybody wants to be in Miami. It's a great place to be, huh? And then it doesn't also really help that the guy just left the finals last year, huh?
That ain't
so you get the you get the location and you get the team. Oh, okay.
And yeah, no state taxes.
Everybody wants to play for Miami. Yeah.
No state taxes.
Yeah, no state tax on top of that. Come on.
Embiid, so I was like, Miami ain't trade. Miami's trading Bam for Embiid.
No.
Exactly.
Nah. Yeah, that whole, I think I wouldn't trade him Bam for Embiid because Embiid stay hurt too much. I give up some picks and Kendrick Nunn. That's about it.
What? You are horrible. Kendrick Nunn. Hang up on you.
What?
They definitely gonna bang the phone in your face.
If you took that trade as Philly G, you would get fired and banned from the league immediately.
You would never get a second job.
I'm drafting Kendrick Nunn.
You can't have nobody else.
Drew Holiday just got like two rotation players and like four first round picks.
Okay, I'll give up four first rounders and two rotation players. Kendrick Nunn and pick another one other than Bam and Power. Kendrick Nunn and I give you Kendrick Nunn and the rookie Precious a two way. I give you. I had them two.
Oh, hanging up in your face, right?
You can't have Tyler.
Niggas will buy a flip phone just to click.
What was the sound? Flap.
Flap that motherfucker.
Nah, you have to give up Tyler Hero. You can't give up Bam. You have to give up Tyler Hero.
Oh, you got to give up
Bam. That's the first person I want. If Bam and B can't play together.
For Joel and B, they going to want both of them. They're going to want both. He's not going to be Tyler Hero or Bam. No, it is no picking. They both coming along probably with some draft picks and somebody else.
I mean, Joel Embiid really ain't did too much for me to give up all that.
Yeah, that nigga will give you 28 and 10 any given
night. He ain't Jokic, bro. He ain't Jokic, bro.
Stop it. Yo, stop.
Embiid would drop 40 on Jokic easily.
Stop it. You're Javon. Like, stop. Bro,
know
like,
that.
Nah.
He know that.
Javon know that. He do know.
Go check the tapes.
Oh, come on.
My boy Jokic has given Embiid work.
I'm sure Jokic would have some like 25 and 18 and 14 assists or some shit, and Embiid would have like 40 and 20. That's exactly what the fuck would happen.
No, it's happened. We've seen it. We've seen Jokic give Embiid the works.
Right. And Embiid give it right back.
No, they lost.
Who's your? I didn't say whether he won or lost. I said what did Embiid do?
Empty calories. It don't matter what he did. They didn't win.
I see how you're avoiding those numbers.
Empty calories. No, Shannon. They ain't tanking. They just want to get James Harden. But you know,
who ain't tanking?
Philly.
No, they ain't tanking
no more. They did 6 years of that. They did 6 years of that.
It's not. They didn't sign Doc thinking, yeah, we rebuild it.
Right.
They did 6 years of tanking to get Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons.
Only for these
niggas can't even play together. 6 years.
Yeah,
for,
only for these niggas.
For what?
These niggas not only don't we match up well together. These niggas are both injury prone, so they barely had play. They both barely play half the time. So you still
they barely.
I
think they
both
barely.
Both of them were second year rookies. Both of them were second year rookies. Like
and
that,
then when
that
and then happened. When they got Markelle Fultz on top of that, they got some bad luck in the draft, boy. Terrible luck. Not to mention Zaire Smith.
That was unfortunate. Zaire had some like bad. Serious shit happen to him. Like he had like a real ass like that man almost died or some shit. Like he lost like 50 pounds or something. Like look up the shit that happened to Zaire. That shit was fucking scary.
Philly has terrible luck in the draft. Maybe they should just trade away their draft picks. They got to just trade them. Just give them away. Y'all ain't gonna do shit with them, apparently.
Who they drafted? Jahlil Okafor, Joel Embiid, Nerlens Noel. Who all they like drafted like four big men in a row? Like it was like, bro, what are y'all doing? Why y'all drafted all these big men?
Not for real. All of them niggas were supposed to be nice though. Like, right. let's not pretend like they were like swinging and missing like crazy. No, every pick that they had was supposed to be like the next big thing. They just didn't turn out that way.
I was mad. I wanted the Lakers to draft Okafor. Okafor dominated college.
He dominated college. But to look at to for him in the league though, he wasn't. I don't know, bro.
I don't think he ever really got a chance, bro.
Yeah,
no, he technically didn't because as soon as he got there, they got Joel right there with him. So technically, he did.
Yeah, so like he just been shipped around.
I mean, in fairness, but he did that bad. When you're as bad as Philly was, you don't give a fuck about, oh, well, we already got this, and I don't give a fuck. What is he right now? He ain't even played it. Is this motherfucker the best? Draft him. Because if he's better, then we'll trade the motherfucker that's not as good. I don't give a, when you suck, position shouldn't matter when you draft. Like, I don't, if Chicago, for your instance, Marcus, if Chicago wanted to draft whatever fucking position, I'm not, Wendell Carter is not about to make me not draft a good ass center. Wendell Carter is probably going to be pretty good. I'm not fucking, if I think the next Anthony Davis is coming in the fucking draft, I'm not going fucking be good at Wendell Carter. I'm not, fuck out of here.
You kind of hit me in the heart when you're talking about him like that. Can we move on?
I'm about to go in the house. I'll pop right back up.
Speaking of Chicago,
yeah, man.
Bro.
Speaking
of Chicago,
hurt my feelings over here.
Speaking of Chicago, I heard that LiAngelo Ball was supposed to be signing with Chicago soon.
You heard that? You probably. Yeah, I don't know if you heard. For real. You're trying to make it.
Hey, look, Brent called me the other day.
Don't be bringing that kind of energy around. Like, we don't need that type of shit in Chicago. We had a 3-1 preseason. You know what I'm saying? We don't need the Angelo Ball to come in and mess up that chemistry, bro.
I like the move.
You would. Shut up. Nobody asked you.
I like the move.
Man, look, Britt called me the other day. He said, really, Dad? LiAngelo Ball to the Chicago Bulls? You really think that? I was like, yeah, why not? He can't come to Denver. We ain't got no room for him. We got niggas mad that they coming off the bench right now. No, he can't come.
Well, can't come, we don't have no room for him in the Chicago either, luckily. We ain't got no room for him. But, I mean, he can come and be on the on our little G League affiliate team. That's cool if you want to do that. Just as long as he's not on our roster, like, I don't want to play him with him on 2K or nothing.
Listen, the preseason finale was the other night. KD put up 25.
This is KD, bro.
I told you. Nah, I don't.
This nigga KD still look like KD, bro.
I told you, it's nigga. Still, it's still KD. What the fuck? Shit. Shit. That's all you can say to that. Shit.
This nigga's nice.
This nigga nice.
It's gonna be a good year.
Look at Malik happy. This nigga nice.
Hopefully we Kyrie are. Come through. Kyrie gonna come through and do what Kyrie do though. Now let's not act like Kyrie.
Yo, we're not talking about Kyrie today after what I saw yesterday.
What
happened? What's wrong first yesterday? All, he can't sage the bad toxic vibes in Boston.
All, don't come to my stadium saging nothing. You don't play here no more. You do that in Brooklyn. Don't do that in Boston.
He trying to sage away the toxic problems he caused in Boston. That's some crazy shit. That's my point. Something wrong with Kyrie, bro. You caused all of that shit. Them niggas had no problems before you got there. Now it seems like they can't get out their own way. It's Kyrie's fault. He brought that there. I hope he was just doing that to be nice, to exercise his demons from there so Boston could finally get their shit together. Hopefully that's what that was. But him protecting himself? Nah, bro. I don't hear that, Kyrie.
No need to, bro. No need to, bro.
Hey, can we call him Future Irving now for now, bro? Because he is a toxic guy.
Future Irving?
Yeah, the toxic guy.
Nah, man. Speaking of preseason, man, the Lakers, Anthony Davis look
amazing. This nigga AD is still AD. Like, what I'm saying?
this nigga went off. I said, you know what? Yeah,
I thought niggas was gonna be smoking blunts and getting high and shit. Nah, these niggas came to play some ball.
These niggas is not missing the beat.
We bullshitted for the entire first half, and then was like, "All right, fuck this." Phoenix getting a little too happy in this shit right now.
Yeah, Corey, I gotta ask you, bro. Now. You've been ranting raving about this man the whole entire preseason.
Yep.
And now the regular season is coming up. Yep. Is THT in the rotation?
Yes. Yes. 100%. If the Lakers can get what they got out of him yesterday on a regular, but like that's just an extra 10, 12 points off the bench just normally as a regular game. What was everyone's thing last year on the Lakers? Who else is going to create a shot? Who else can get their own bucket? Who else can set someone else up? Well, now we got Marc Gasol who can get other people buckets. THT can get his buckets and get someone else's buckets. Schroeder can get his buckets and get someone else's buckets. And our defense, when we feel like locking down, our defense is still fucking cold. That's the difference between us and everybody else.
Watch your mouth.
Brooklyn is, y'all are going to be, that's the difference. That's the difference.
Man said, watch your mouth.
Y'all go, offensively, y'all are going to be crazy. He did. He jumped in there. He knew where it was going. Offensively, y'all are going to be unreal. Offensively, Brooklyn's going to be ridiculous. I don't know. Kyrie, Dinwiddie, and Joe Harris. So y'all play the Clippers. Who's guarding PG? Who's guarding Kawhi?
We don't need to guard PG. PG still need to work on not hitting the side of the fucking backboard. We're not gonna mention PG, all right?
Who's guarding Kawhi?
Talk about, hey, Paul George said he got that MVP turn the back. So he said this year gonna be different. He's not gonna be pulling up hitting the side of the backboard no more. Them days over, bro. Y'all gonna get MVP candidate Paul George because he didn't win MVP.
You talking about the year he got hurt, right?
Yeah, the year, yeah.
You know, the year in OKC where both his shoulders just fell apart, you know, because he was candidate for MVP and defensive player.
He's a candidate.
Like, January, February.
Yeah. He's a candidate, that's all. He didn't win, he was a candidate. But he said he got that same trainer, so he said he back.
Well, he didn't have
him last year. Hey, yo, why Trap just text me and say, why Rod got a condom on his face?
Yeah, that was. We trying to bring people into the fold.
That nigga's asking you me out here. Why I gotta answer to that? Why I gotta answer for you? That's crazy,
Trap. You bro. Got my number, bro. You could have texted me, bro. You got my number, Trap. I just dropped a drink off to you the other day. You got my number, bro.
I wouldn't have called you about that shit either. I would have called your man so he could explain that shit to me.
I'm not sure I'd want people to know that I had your number after some shit like that.
Everybody on the show embarrassed.
No, y'all not, bro. Corey, did you hear y'all had like 50-something streams on Fight Night last night?
I saw that. I appreciate it. They probably went down. People took their views back after they saw that shit this morning. I seen it on Instagram. I was scrolling. I'm mad. My internet was down all night last night. Again, this morning, I'm like, let me check Instagram. And like two things down is Gerard with the damn condom on his face. And I just closed my phone.
It's okay, bro. Y'all will be okay, bro. Y'all will be okay. Let's jump topics, bro. Football. Who is the biggest threat to the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl run?
Ain't no threat. Fuck out of here. Chiefs Nation.
It ain't Sunday. Hold on.
Maybe the team I'm watching right now.
Buffalo?
No way.
If they on their shit?
No. Buffalo? No. No.
Buffalo
no.
Playing? On the Buffalo?
Oh, yeah, they're
playing, the Broncos.
Two games today. Them and the Broncos and Green Bay and the Panthers is later tonight.
Yeah, some whack-ass games.
What for? Am I missing something?
No, we don't know.
I feel like they always do it like the last like 2 weeks of the season or something. They put a game or two on Saturday randomly.
Okay, I was making sure I wasn't tripping. Though, like the playoffs didn't start.
I thought it was always the playoffs. The playoffs.
No, they usually do one or two games before. I want to say like when college football kind of dies down and don't have as many games, they would like throw like one or two on Saturday.
Today is championship Saturday in college football.
I don't care. I don't care.
Bro, like, it's different with no fans, bro. Like it don't make it,
that's what makes college sports good.
The fans.
It ain't the play. The play be terrible most of the time. It's the atmosphere, especially basketball-wise. Basketball-wise, plays usually sucks. Really terrible. And,
oh my gosh.
Football, like, at least. Yeah, no.
Like watching high school games.
I don't care. And then how they do, like, how are you sitting there ranking teams? Teams done played 5 or 6 games. This team done played 10. And you ranking them different. You still won't give no shine to anyone that's not in them 5 conferences. Like, in a season like this, where you really don't have shit else to go on, why the fuck not just put undefeated Cincinnati in there and see what happens? What really do you have to lose?
Yeah, because they tripping with this whole Ohio State being up there.
Watch your mouth.
Man, fuck
I can't stand Ohio State.
Fuck Miami. What the fuck? You talk? Gerard, don't even talk about college sports after what happened to y'all last week. Shut up.
Wow.
No. You know what? You an Ohio State fan, and you are horrible. Y'all cheated to win y'all national championship against us.
That's a fact.
I still ain't let it go. Y'all cheated. Y'all paid the ref off. It's cool, bro. It's cool.
If you're not cheating, you're not winning. So it doesn't matter.
Your star running back is a murderer. Like, come on, bro. We're not doing this.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. It's real. What you talking about?
This nigga's a murderer. Then you got Terrell Pryor that comes to the school. He's selling championship rings and getting tattoos. And losing all this shit. Yeah. And then you know what? He's so bad at quarterback that they changed him to a wide receiver and he still couldn't get no playing time.
But he beat y'all.
No, he didn't beat us. Y'all was scared to play us afterwards, bro. Like, after y'all cheated, y'all never scheduled us again, bro. It's cool, bro. It's cool.
Because we got what we needed. What do we need to schedule you for? Like,
y'all cheated to win. What do it matter, y'all?
The ref got scared when fireworks went off and dropped his flag and said, "Ah, shit, fuck."
Now we gotta make a call. And the pass interference call. Then they call penalties on us for everybody taking their helmets off and all that for celebrating because we won the national
championship. That was
God damn, bro.
That was terrible.
And y'all injured my nigga Willis McGahee, bro. Bad.
Oh yeah, y'all did McGahee bad. Yeah, that was a bad knee injury, bro.
I can still see that man led Benny back. That was
he still had a good career.
He should have had a great career.
He was supposed to have better than a good career.
Like, right. A good career? Hey, what y'all talking about? Like, Willis
was a great career.
He had a good career after that.
Like, come on, stop
it. That was supposed to be in the Hall of Fame, man. You talking about good career.
I can't stand it, nigga. But anyway.
What y'all talking about, man?
Anyway, bro. Corey says Buffalo might be the team to knock KC off.
Nah.
I don't see nobody else. Like, who are the other? You trust Green Bay defense? Fuck no. I don't trust the Saints in the playoffs at all.
Nah, they got bad juju on them.
I don't trust Pittsburgh because Pittsburgh's defense is good, but Pittsburgh's offense is trash. They can't run the ball to save their life. Who else we got? Cleveland? Baltimore?
Didn't you hear what I said earlier? Or nobody. There is nobody. No.
Well, if you've got to choose one, if I have to choose one, I'd choose Buffalo.
Nah, you picked the Cowboys, man.
No, why? Pick the Cowboys to finish.
Hey, you know, if the Cowboys win out, they in the playoffs, right?
Shut up! No, we're not.
Man, listen, top four draft pick is the goal.
That's what we're going for.
That's all I got to say.
That's what we're going for.
That's what we're doing, bro. We're not doing this win out. We're not doing this. We hope such and such lose. I'm letting y'all know that. Don't tag me. Or the Cowboys eliminate. I'm telling you now, that's the goal. Top four draft pick. Lose out is what we're doing.
We just got a break. The Chargers just won. So they just jumped up another win. We go slide right in front. We good. It's what we need. We are not trying. We do not need to win these games. Fuck all that. Lose out, get a damn draft pick. For what? So we could get murdered by 40 by whatever team doesn't win the NFC West? Fuck no.
Don't say nothing. I see the look on your face. I see the smirk.
No.
Do not say anything. Do not come on here with your bullshit. Let's move on, Gerard, because I see it in his face. Look at him. He's about to say some shit.
He picked the Jets. I don't care.
Who is not Kansas City?
Well, you haven't answered for that yet either, because you picked a score on top of that.
Shut up. You weren't even here for that show.
You thought I don't listen just because listen, I share it, but I also listen. I hear things.
I got the Cowboys winning out.
Nah, get out of here.
I got the Cowboys winning out. Jerry gonna come down there and like, look, bitch, we got the opportunity to make the playoffs. You niggas better get your shit together. They gonna win out. I'm telling you right now. accidents waiting to happen. You think you niggas is getting the top four draft pick, but you're not.
Y'all niggas not gonna get a top four draft pick.
Even
y'all decided to go on a 3-game winning streak.
us making the playoffs is the worst case scenario, bro. That was the worst. We're not doing that. That's what we're not doing. That's what you're not understanding. We're not winning. First of all, we're incapable. Let's talk about it for real. Let's get into it. We are incapable of winning 3 straight games in any setting against any team. Like, this shit is just impossible.
We're capable of winning 2. We can't win two in a row.
We can't win. We barely win 1 in a row. You see our record. We're not doing this 3 in a row shit. That's just impossible. The defense is still terrible. Our offense is anemic half the time. We're not winning 3 straight games. That's just not happening. Sorry.
The Cowboys. We're not making the playoffs. It's okay, bro.
We got San Francisco coming up too. We're definitely losing that game.
Frisco about to shut us the fuck down. That's about to happen.
We're losing that game.
The last 3 games are Frisco, loss. Philly, and loss. The Giants.
Loss.
Oh yeah.
It's a damn shame. The best chance we got to win is against Philly.
I don't even see that win. Jalen Hurts is gonna run all over us.
That's right, Jalen back. That's right, Jalen's a quarterback now, so that ended. If Wentz was playing, we have a shot. I'm good with it.
You know what's gonna happen, Malik?
These 2 out of 3
picks. They're gonna win all 3. They're gonna fuck around and win.
I'm telling you right now, they won last week. At least 2 out of 3 they winning.
See, y'all won last week. That's what really fucked y'all up because now it's putting y'all in playoff spots. Y'all won.
Not in a playoff spot. We're 4-9. That's not
if you win three in a row, you get the division.
And other teams have to lose too. It's not there's other pieces.
It's not just us winning out. It's a long shot.
Philly has to lose. Philly has to lose all of their games, and I think the Giants or Washington 2 out of 3, something like that.
Go 0-3. The Eagles gotta go 0-3, and we gotta win out.
Something like that. It's not happening.
Y'all don't think that's possible?
No.
We know it's not possible. You've been watching the Cowboys all year. We know it's not.
No. I'm talking about the other parts. You don't think that's possible?
No, the Giants are playing good.
Well, it's not possible because they play us.
That too.
Y'all gonna beat the Giants. Y'all gonna fuck around and get to the playoffs. And that's gonna
The Giants are playing good right now. We're not going to let the Giants just been sitting here.
They got the quarterback in that they needed to win. The last winning quarterback, it wasn't Daniel, it was Colt McCoy.
They benched Colt McCoy. This nigga Daniel Jones couldn't move out of the pocket.
gotta put Colt McCoy back in.
Hey, coach
he
was like
been part of the spark.
I can't run. It don't matter.
He got a bad ankle and a bad hamstring. Of course he can't run.
By the way, Colt McCoy got the durability of a wheat thin nigga. Like, what are y'all talking about? You're going to let Colt McCoy lead the Giants anywhere? Stop it.
It's the Giants, bro. Don't do that, bro. First of all, the Giants did not start winning until Colt McCoy became the quarterback. So therefore, he obviously their best chance of winning.
He one hit, I'm telling you, he one hit away. All that shit over.
Don't do that, bro. That's hilarious.
All right, so Malik, these two have gave their answer on who's going to stop Kansas City. What is your answer, sir?
Kansas City.
Kansas City can only stop Kansas City. Gotcha.
Yeah, nigga. What? Who else? Like, really think about it. Like, for real. Like, it's Kansas City.
Now, Gerard, I know what you finna do, so I'm just
I'm not going to. I am not going to.
I'm gonna light this blunt and I'm gonna let you put your foot in your mouth. And I'm not gonna say nothing. Go ahead.
Did you learn your lesson last year?
You should have learned your lesson last year. Say it. But we will see you guys in the AFC Championship game. And it's gonna go a little bit different this year.
That's all. Y'all not gonna lead at any point during the game this year. That's gonna be the difference. Mm-mm. You're not gonna have that lead. Y'all just gonna lose the whole game.
Not gonna happen. But in all honesty, I think that Kansas City is the only team that can stop Kansas City. Like, for real, for real. Like, you can't keep giving Travis Kelce 15 yards down the middle of the field, because if you do, he's just gonna eat you up like that. And then if you say, you know what, let's take Kelce away, we're gonna put the safety over Kelce. But guess what? You got Tyreek Hill over there that can beat anybody running with his eyes closed, and he's just gonna take off. And Pat just gonna drop back, throw the ball somehow, some way. Tyreek gonna catch it. It's just the end of the story, bro. Like,
the reason why I say Buffalo can't beat or don't really have the best chance, even on that 8 game. I don't think they can really keep up, because they kind of go in these spurts where they just like don't move the ball for a while before they finally get going. And then you can't play that game with Kansas City, bro. Like, you fuck up one position, bro, you get behind one, just 7-0. It's a wrap. It's a wrap. You got 1-3 and now, like, that momentum is a motherfucker too, because they score so fast. I don't think Buffalo can keep up with them. And defensively, they're not to be trusted either.
I think defensively they can be good enough to where they can hold Kansas City. Like, offensively, yeah, it's just spurts. Sometimes they'll go up and down the field. But I think defensively their D-line is good enough to where they can get enough pressure. So I think they can hold. I don't think Kansas City would just drop 35.5 on them. Like, I think that they could keep them close enough. And then it would just come down to if Josh Allen could come through. And obviously I'm taking Mahomes over Josh Allen. But I think they got a shot. Like, I could see a game in which Tre'Davious White is like, Tyreek Hill's not beating me. And do that type of shit. And, like, their D-line gets enough pressure to where it kind of fucks them up. And offensively, they have a good game. And it would still take a whole bunch of fucking luck in that situation. But I could see.
That's why I said, even on the A game, like, the best they could do is probably give you – they could probably give you over the course of a game, they could give you 24 points. And then that's not good enough, because you're giving up probably 35 to Golden State. I mean, to Kansas City.
So. I could see it being like a 31-28 type of thing, or like a 28-27 type. I think they could do that.
41-10.
We're not talking about Chiefs versus Titans.
That's not going to happen at all.
We're not talking about...
Let me tell you what's going to happen this go around.
We're not talking about Browns Titans first half. We're not talking about that.
Let me tell you what's going to happen this go around. See, Derrick Henry is going to run the ball all over them niggas.
You said that last year.
No, we didn't. He did do it. What's it called? Ran through the ball.
But that's what y'all said.
What's it called? Through the ball. That was coaching. He threw the ball 45 times with Ryan Tannehill when Derrick Henry only had like 10 carries last year.
Gerard, we know what happened. But I'm saying before the game.
Yeah, that's what we said.
And the rest of you tight fans said the exact same shit last year. We're going to run the ball.
It's not,
we going to keep the ball out of Mahomes' hands. And then y'all threw that motherfucker 40 times thinking that Tannehill was Joe Montana. Y'all going to do the same shit. Y'all going to do the same thing. This is what really going to happen. When you get down 14-0,
It's all out the window.
You cannot run with that. You cannot run with Derrick Henry no more. Now you just
we're not gonna get down 14-0. Let's just throw that out.
Your defense is giving up 14 out the rip. Come on now. Your defense is giving up 14.
We're not we not going down 14-0. So there's that part. So
it's a terrible matchup for y'all. Just hope it's a terrible matchup for y'all.
It's really a terrible matchup for anybody,
but especially for y'all.
It's really bad for y'all, though. It's really bad
because you can't shoot out with them. You don't have the offense where you can shoot out with them. I'm not
trying to shoot out with them.
Well, you don't have the defense to hold them. But you don't have the defense to hold them. Like, that's the thing. You better either be able to score with them or you better have a defense that can hold them down. And y'all have neither.
You know what? Wait till y'all see us in the championship.
Y'all have the defense to stop the fucking Cleveland Browns. I'm not.
45-3.
45-3. You're right.
45-3 for who?
You right. You right, Malik. You right. You right. 41-3.
That's fucked up. You know what? We're gonna make some believers out of y'all, bro. It's cool though. It's cool. Let's get these picks out the way. I'm tired of y'all ass already.
Tired of you, nigga. You started the show in a fucked up way. What you mean?
Got my nigga texting me about why you got crying.
Terrible. It's okay. Them streams going up though.
You just killed it.
They don't matter. Look here. Let me tell y'all something. One thing y'all would never ever have to worry about. I will never ever come on here looking crazy, bro. Like real crazy. The condom on the eye, bro. Left eye did it, bro. Dang, y'all, we can't do it like that.
Left eye. Drop. What are you doing?
Are you comparing yourself to Lisa Lopez?
No, I'm not comparing myself to Lisa. That's I'm just weird. Saying. I thought a nice pay homage to Left Eye today was called for. It just happened.
Did you meet Andre Rison today or something? Like, why was this? Why?
As a great rapper, as legendary rapper Jadakiss once said, why?
I did see a nigga with an Andre Rison jersey on Instagram the other day, but that has neither here nor there. My house ain't get burned down, so there's that.
We'll snatch your chain when I see you.
Don't worry, I got another one. You can snatch one. I put another one on. It's cool. It's cool. It's cool. But of course, we got two games. Well, a game that's
I'm picking Buffalo.
If we weren't picking Buffalo, we picking them now, bro.
The Thursday night game, we didn't pick, but I'm quite sure we all was gonna pick the Raiders. I don't think nobody was gonna pick the Chargers.
I was not gonna sit out. I wouldn't have been. That wasn't clear. That wasn't as clear as like picking Buffalo over Denver.
They still fucked the Chargers, so you know I was picking Raiders.
Fool, what the Chargers do to you?
Right, you gotta let that go, man. Tyrod did.
Man, fuck Tyrod. Fuck this shit. Anyway, let's the Panthers and the Packers tonight.
You know the answer to that question.
Cheesehead.
Go Pack, go. Gotcha. Sunday's games starting off the wrap. Cowboys versus the 49ers.
You know the answer to that question.
San Fran. You know the
answer to that. San Francisco for everybody.
Nope.
The Seahawks. Oh.
Why, Malik? Why?
Why? What you mean everybody got San Fran? Nope. Fuck out of here. Give a fuck about my record this week. Hey, yo. I ain't going to give no score because I ain't Clearly, stupid like that.
Word. You don't care about your record if you just picking the Cowboys.
Yo, I got the Cowboys, yo. Fuck
fine,
that, yo.
Fine. That's your record, bro. I ain't worried about it. That's your record.
All right, so we got Malik got the Cowboys. Everybody else got the 40.
Man, we got San Fran. I don't know what Malik got. Fuck out of here.
Right. We got the Seahawks versus the football team, bro. Who y'all got?
Seattle.
They playing. Maybe they playing.
Huh? Say that again.
They playing in DC.
It don't matter who they playing.
Okay, who's Washington's quarterback?
The black guy.
Exactly. Yep. Seattle.
Definitely go for Seattle, bro. That's the raw. That's the other black guy. That's the real.
Alex Smith still out?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I got Seattle. Fuck that, man.
Yep. Dwayne Haskins in the mall.
I got the football team, bro.
God damn.
Shut enjoy that L. Enjoy that L.
Next game. I'm sick of Gerard. Next game.
The Bears and the Vikings, bro.
And that's the Vikings.
That's a tough one.
Give me the Bears.
I'm going Bears.
Yeah, I'm going with the Bears.
I'm the only one? Wow. I got you. Kirk, my favorite cousin.
Chicago been playing good lately. I can't.
They 6-7, man. I don't even.
I said lately, not the whole year.
We got the Dolphins versus the Patriots.
M-I-A-O. Go on, Miami.
Nah, I'm picking the Patriots, bro.
This feels like a game that like the Patriots would fuck around and win, but I'm still going Miami.
I'm going to go with Miami. I'm going with Miami because of the defense. I'm going Miami. They got 3 picks off Patrick Mahomes last week. I'm going with Miami.
And couldn't score and got like 3 points off of them.
Together.
But that's the one constant for Miami has been the defense though, all year.
Their defense is real. Their offense on trust, but
their offense ain't shit.
They got to put up nearly as many points against
but
Kansas City.
Their defense has won them a few games too. So I think at least if the offense don't do shit, I think they can do something with Cam on defense.
Nah,
the way he been playing lately, anyway.
Bill ain't gonna go out like no hoe. I got the Patriots.
Oh, okay, we got the Ravens versus. We got the Ravens versus the Jaguars.
What?
Next game.
The Buccaneers at the Falcons. Gardner Minshew been back since they played us.
They played the Vikings.
They been playing the Jake Lotus dude for a while, but and then they had somebody else. And last week, I forgot who it was. They had to take him out because they were getting smoked last week, and Gardner came and played all right, so now he's starting again.
Played all right? They got smoked still, hell.
I mean, it wasn't nothing he could do at that moment. It was the game was done.
The game was done when they scheduled it. What's the
next game?
Bucks.
Falcons and Buccaneers, bro. Falcons and Buccaneers.
Bucks.
I got Atlanta.
Why?
Why? For what?
Hey, you know what? Today, the picks are going all off the wall. This nigga picked Atlanta. I picked Washington.
I'm lying, y'all. This nigga picked the Cowboys.
Next game.
Who you picking, nigga?
No one picking, nigga.
The Falcons got you.
Fuck no.
You picking Dallas.
The Lions versus the Titans, bro.
Who?
The Lions versus the Titans.
I got the Lions.
Well, yeah, I know who I got. I got the Titans.
21-14.
I got the Lions.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. All right.
Three.
Listen.
Yep.
Okay. You know what? their offensive line is horrible and their defensive line is horrible. Derrick Henry is going to go for 236 this week.
That's a very exact number.
236.
A very wrong exact number.
I mean, he just went for 220 last week. He got an average 158 the last three games to get to 2K. You lucky I ain't say he gonna break the rushing record tonight.
So at this point, this is all y'all care about.
No, we're gonna win the game. So two Titan picks and two Lion picks. Gotcha. Colts versus
the Malik Titans. Malik didn't say he was picking the Titans. He picking Detroit too, right? I didn't hear Malik say he was picking the Titans. Did you hear him, Corey? Did he say that?
I didn't hear those words. I never heard the words Titans come out. I didn't hear that.
Malik. I never heard it.
Malik. What's your pick, dog?
Just move on, man. Like, I don't understand. Like,
wow, let's move on. What? Right.
Tighten up, nigga. Like,
there you go. There you go. He got it. Titans. There we go. God damn.
We gonna get it to the end of the season. At the end, when the season is over, we gonna get to Malik. We gonna get into it. We gonna be later though.
The Colts and the Texans, bro. Colts and the Texans.
Colts.
The Colts.
I got the Colts, too.
Yeah, go ahead. Next game.
Cardinals versus the Eagles.
Cardinals.
Got the Cardinals. The Eagles got to lose, so.
Stop trying to wish this shit into existence.
What you talking about, bro? Like, this is what I think. I know y'all. Like,
I'm going to pick the
That's alright. That's alright. That's okay. That's okay because I want to hear him pick the Giants when we get to it. Let's go. Because I know who the Giants got. So come on.
We got the Jets versus the Rams.
All eyes on the league.
Right. We could, normally we could just pass this game, but we gotta stop because
we no, we know. Don't. We have to pass this. No problem.
No, we need to hear you say it.
I got the Rams, bro.
I have the Rams.
The Rams, yes.
Everybody got the Rams.
All right.
Jets
last week
because we made that assumption last time and we were dead wrong, and then you were really dead wrong.
And he think he's slick. If we move on and he never say it, and the Jets win, we might have to hear from him next week. So no, we need
these words. No, we need these words.
We need it, bro.
The Rams, bro.
Okay, all right. Here we go.
Thank you.
There we go.
Was that so hard?
Why they didn't put this game on
the Rams the whole time?
They should put this game on at night. We got the Chiefs versus the Saints, bro.
No, I'm in with it.
Nathan, I'll say
Chiefs.
This is I got the Chiefs. But this is the game that the Saints would win to let everyone get their hopes up before they then lose their first game.
Oh yeah, Drew Brees is back too, right?
Yes, Brees is back. Mm. Like this is like they could win this game and it'll be like, see, this new year, yeah, the Saints, they coming, and then they play the fucking Bears or some shit, and the Bears beat the fuck out. Like. I could see that.
Didn't the Bears beat them earlier this year?
They might have. I don't know. They definitely beat Tampa. They beat Tampa for sure. I don't remember if they beat Tampa.
Kansas City, man. I don't want to hear none of that shit.
Oh, yeah, but Michael Thomas is out. So, yeah, fuck, never mind. I got Chiefs.
Oh, okay, definitely well, then the gates they hold Drew Brees. Then.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
He's out to the playoffs. Michael Thomas is out to the playoffs.
Michael Thomas has been out all season.
You damn right.
Trade that man, bro. Trade that man, bro. Free that man.
Around this nigga Michael Thomas, bro. What's up with him, bro?
Trade that man, bro. The Browns versus the Giants.
I got the Browns.
I got the team that embarrassed the Titans in one half.
I know that is.
A lot of petty niggas on this show.
Petty fucking niggas, man.
You one of them. What are you talking about? You part of the foursome. You're part of the foursome. Four petty niggas.
Like you did, you just picked the Cowboys.
Like he's the logical one, and he's trying to get the Cowboys to win out and go to the playoffs.
I don't know what's going on with these other hoodlums over here.
But the other ones are petty. Right.
I'm picking the Giants.
Cause you mad.
Pick the Giants.
He ain't got no choice. They're like, Malik, they got no choice but to pick the Giants. Even
I gotta pick the Giants. I'm picking the Browns.
You picked the Cowboys, right? And then you just picked the Eagles to lose.
So the Giants gotta lose. I'm picking the Browns.
Yeah, but y'all are Titans fans, so y'all should want the Browns to lose, so y'all don't gotta see him in the playoffs again, because we know what's gonna happen.
It's all about playoff season right now for y'all.
See, the thing was, they lost the other day.
They're still in the playoffs. Who's not?
I thought since they lost to Baltimore, they swapped spots.
Baltimore is still not in the playoffs right now. Baltimore is like 7-6.
They're in the hunt.
I thought they swapped spots. My bad, y'all.
Ooh, Browns still have a better record.
Well, no, I got the Browns winning. Fuck it. It's a Browns sweep. Everybody got the Browns winning. Last game. Damn, this on Monday night, bro. God damn, they could put the Chiefs on Monday night. The Steelers versus the Bengals, bro.
Yeah, we know that's just up. The Cowboys just held Cincinnati to 7 points. let's just keep that in mind. That happened last week.
Yeah, it started something new.
Stop it.
All right. So,
and yes, just so you know, the Titans right now are 4, Cleveland is 5. India 6. All of them are 9-4. So you should be hoping for Cleveland to lose.
I'm hoping I don't care about Cleveland losing. Like, it don't bother me. I'm not scared of Cleveland. But I just need to make sure we win the division. That's all. As long as we win the division. It's the other teams above us start losing, and we can kind of skate up to about 2 or 3. Cool. I'm cool. So, I appreciate y'all tuning in today. Of course, the guys are here. The gang is here. We all are on Clubhouse. The idea I have for us on Clubhouse, I'm going to tell them later. But I talked to Marcus about it already.
Of course.
I don't really get how it works. Like,
I'm gonna explain it to y'all when we get out.
So confused by Clubhouse as a whole.
I'm gonna explain it to y'all.
I accidentally clicked the notification, and it was just like people's voices was on my phone, but I wasn't in the app. So I was just confused as shit.
I'll teach you. I'll let you get the hang of it in a minute, bro. But eventually we're going to start doing some of the podcasts on Clubhouse, like a podcast style shit. But, you know, we'll see how that goes. So, yeah, we on Clubhouse. Y'all follow me on Clubhouse. Can I get verified, of course? And then we'll go from there. We got the clubhouse. The clubhouse. They actually have a clubhouse room on the way. It's already been sent to the folks that need to be to make it. So hopefully by the first of the year, it'll be ready. Because it's not automated. It's like people actually going through and reading everything that they see. They're not just clicking, okay. So it's still invite only. So if you ain't got no invite, well, oh well. I passed my invites out already. There's that. So, but appreciate everybody that's tuning in, that's streaming on YouTube and on Facebook. If y'all see me out with a condom patch on my eye, you know, it's nothing.
Slap the shit out of him.
Slap the shit out that nigga, yo. Fuck.
Y'all guys are very, very violent. I just want to let y'all know that. You guys,
Marcus, you missed it. You messed it up. That could have been the trifecta right there. That would have been perfect.
I couldn't get it out quick enough.
Now you see why me and Malik are co-hosts on our own shows. We on the same way.
Bro, like, you slap the shit out of this nigga if you see him like that. Bro, that was my first thought when I saw you. I said, yo. I dead ass just slapped the shit out,
bro. Right when I went to follow up, I'm like, bro, these niggas, man, that was hilarious,
jeez. But y'all make sure y'all go stream, go straight, run, keep running them numbers up, man. We getting there, bro. It's, I don't know what the hell is going on, but we getting there. The grinding is paying off. 70 streams on the show from Tuesday, 50 streams on the show from Thursday. Probably gonna run you jumps up again today, bro. Like, I appreciate everybody that's listening. Man, if y'all listening, go subscribe to the Apple joint, leave a rating, tell us how you feel, bro. Like, any feedback is good feedback, bro.
Y'all chill out. I'm not in a good mood. Like I'm positive feedback only. Like, I'm a different nigga now. Like, I'm gonna just let y'all know I ain't got nobody to disappoint. So this is like dead ass serious, yo. For real, chill out. like, chill out for real. Like, yo,
be careful with you. Keep it real. Keep it real, cordial. Keep it real, cordial.
Okay, look. If you say something on there, I'll read it and I'll delete it if it's negative. Because
come on now. That wouldn't be authentic, would it? Now, would that be authentic?
All going. Just move on.
If you say something negative, I'm taking my hands off of it, okay? And if these guys decide,
and then you got me and Malik coming through with the thunder, nigga, we ain't letting nothing go.
For everybody that's watching, I had to be careful with what I said up here, and I still said some wild shit. Now I don't care. So you go ahead and say whatever you want to say.
Just leave it where it's at. This ain't even a cut. This you're setting it up. You're setting it up for shit to get wild on there. You're setting it up for shit to get wild on there.
Well, shit, let's go.
Just move on. Right? I don't.
Hey, I'm a wild nigga.
Y'all know,
bro. Don't shy away from contact, bro. I'm not one of the niggas, bro. I'm a 90s nigga, bro. I'm a Charles Oakley type nigga, bro.
Yeah, you know what? Just don't do it, y'all. Just don't leave no feedback.
Because I'm about to get this bag and I'm pulling up. Like, yo, but just keep it real, bro. I'm about to get this bag. I'm going to want to take a couple trips. It's nothing to me now. Like, I'm gonna pick up Marcus on the way. You know what I'm saying? Leave Gerard at home. Nigga can only see out of one eye. So we pick up Gerard.
I'll take my
they
glasses.
See him, they gonna be the ride. They gonna rob him.
Nah, they gonna rob me. They know better.
Yes, they are. They gonna in your pockets and they gonna take the condom off your eye.
Hopefully they use it. Safe sex.
Hopefully they slap you with the condom.
Everybody's gonna cross. Thanks, Gerard. Appreciate you.
And the show. All your fault. We're done. There's not even a necessity for you can't. And now you can't sit here and ask for positive words after shit like this.
Yeah, we didn't. You started off.
You can't expect positivity anymore. can't.
You started off crazy, then you just ended with telling these people to comment on here, knowing they're gonna say some wild shit, and then me and Malik gonna have to come through there and cuss out everybody. Yeah, ain't no positive nothing. Come through and say a review if you want to, and be negative. If you come through with some positive shit, we fuck with y'all and we love y'all. But you come through with some negative shit, we gonna cut your fuck out. And if you want to meet us, we with that too.
Or at least be constructive with it. You got ideas or some shit, you fine with that.
You come through crazy if you want to.
Come through some negative shit.
Look at my face. I would slap it. I don't care about. I would slap you. I will slap you, but let's move. We can move on.
Y'all heard it here first.
No positive words. No.
Goddamn views just went.
Streams and all. Nah, we just talking, y'all. We just playing. We just kidding.
We just trying to get back. Chill out. I heard it here first. But shout out to all the listeners.
The damage is done.
This shit is live. Because once I hit end broadcast, it goes straight to Facebook. Like, it's there. It's over.
Well, in that case, I am crazy and I'll fucking kill you. So
on that note, we are done here. Now make sure y'all go follow us on YouTube, Conversations at the Shop. Follow us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music. We everywhere where you can stream your podcast. And, we everywhere. Follow the IG page, Convos at the Shop. Follow me on IG. Follow everybody else on IG, even though them three don't post. But, you know, follow anyway.
You want a social media break? Leave me alone.
Don't inbox none of them niggas. Follow Corey on Twitter, the Laker Nation joint. That's him.
And I only do the games. All during the day shit, I don't do it. During the games, that's me. And I'm just on Twitter, the Corey H. Same as my Instagram.
Oh, where are Corey on Twitter? He a Lakers fan? Let me hit up my nigga KD real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Tell him to walk through that sage that Kyrie is putting all around. And
give me a burner account.
That's fine.
Start talking shit about Corey on the show.
See how KD, we're gonna see how KD look when he gotta go against AD. And we'll see.
No, you mean Bron.
KD's your power forward. I saw your lineup yesterday.
So what?
You're just lucky Boston can't shoot for shit. That's all the fuck that was. The niggas just missed 15 open threes in the first quarter. That's all the fuck that happened.
And AD got one ligament left in each ankle.
And he's balling out on them one ligaments.
Okay, just hit one. I can't even talk. Get close to
turn
the show.
See what you've done, Gerard?
This is all great. This is all good for the show. This is all good for the show. Oh, before we get out, who y'all got winning Tuesday? Or y'all want to wait till Tuesday to do that?
Who's playing Tuesday? What are you talking about?
NBA games.
The champs are winning. We can do that on Tuesday. It's night.
Okay, we'll do it Tuesday. I'll take it out the title. But y'all be easy. We out this piece. I'll holler at y'all. Oh, what's it called? Fight tonight. Canelo fight tonight, right?
Yes, he does.
Y'all got something to watch. All right.